dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone on this Thursday afternoon. I'm here with my co-host, Robbie V. What's up, Robbie?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
It's a very exciting day.
It is an exciting day. I tell you what, I have today, get ready if you're Obama fans, because you're going to hate me by the end of the day. I am gunning for the Obama nation today. I'm on a mission this afternoon. We're going to spend the show. We have no guests today because I wanted to take some time away from, we've had guests all week long, and I want to take some time away. Because I wanted to talk about this, I wanted to talk about our presidential, the whole campaign going on right now with Obama, and he's pushing already. I see the campaign in works, and he's starting to try and lure the American people in again. And what I've done is I've taken some clips, and we'll be playing these throughout the show. But there is a lot of stuff that this man has said. I was looking back in 07. Actually, I went all the way back to 2002. And the speeches he made in 02, as well as 07, 08, 09, 2010. And we'll go through a chronological progression of this gentleman just basically pulling your leg one time after another, after another, after another. And throughout this show, you're going to notice it's going to get pretty crazy. But I do want to announce something else. We are here sponsored by Bronze Body in the World Gym in Beaumont,
and we got
it's one court, but yeah. It's owned by two gentlemen, Frankie Randazzo and Buck Murray, and we would like to welcome them to the Danger Zone. We also now are officially sponsored by Madison's on Dallin, Goodfellas Restaurant.
And Dylan's on Ninth
in Nederland, Mid-County. And the cool part is, guys, we've got a lot of stuff. They've been excited on jumping on board with us. And we have put together a lot of giveaways, including later the show, we'll give away some tickets to – they've got the piano dueling pianos coming up at Madison's on the 17th of July.
Yes, and the first time they were here, it was amazing.
It was insane. Well, not only was it amazing, but it was the place was packed. And what I mean packed, it was just everybody was having the time of their lives, too. It was one great party. Anyhow, they're going to have one coming on July 17th. We're going to give four tickets away today to that, as well as next week we will start something. I want to spread the word, folks. I'm going to talk about it today and tomorrow. Spread the word. Starting next week, we are going to give away lunch. Office, we're going to have a special office lunch giveaway. So for all you folks who are listening in your offices, we are going to give away lunch for eight to Goodfellas, as well as lunch for eight at Madison's. We're going to do each week, we're going to give one lunch away to Goodfellas and one lunch away to Madison's. And the best part about it is you get to eat it with me and Robbie V. Although Robbie will just – we're going to let Robbie get some appetizers down first before everybody gets there, because – he'll start eating off my plate, and I'll be angry.
Hey.
All right, at that, folks, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're gunning for the Obama nation. Stick around. You're in the Danger Zone.
Janet Stone. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to talk about losing weight. And I mean get serious about losing weight. It's all based around the goji berry, a breakthrough in weight loss. One solution with real weight loss results. And it's the only product that works. Goji juice helps your body to naturally lose pounds. It's designed to help your body fight that abdominal fat by reducing the production of stress. The goji berry provides your body with fiber and nutrients to fight toxins in the body. The KSET receptionist lost 6 pounds in 1 week. Can you say sign me up, ladies and gentlemen? I guarantee you're going to love it. Your weight loss hotline numbers are 284-2010, 291-6869, 284-2010, 291-6869. I don't know about you, but I need more energy. I need to control my appetite. I need to lose weight. Who doesn't need that? I guarantee you're gonna love it. It's the only thing that works. Take 2 ounces before each meal and voila, slimmer and healthier. Try the Goji Berry today. I am. Your hotline numbers to lose weight, 284-2010, 291-6869.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hello?
Can I help you?
You called me?
Of course I did. You're about to buy a fridge from a warehouse store. Well, consider this your wake-up call. Only Sears has Kenmore appliances and all 10 of the top appliance brands.
Who is this?
The truth. That's who.
Think you know where to go? Think again. Sears, number one in home appliances. This weekend at Sears, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and up to 15% off all other brands. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 7/5/11.
Dr. Tom Campbell on Getting Well.
What I ask people to do is bring something to the table. They're not used to hearing that, particularly if they've come in for the medical world, which is almost always where they've come from.
What's the difference?
They're used to having the doctor tell them what's wrong, giving them prescriptions, and they go home and they expect a miracle to happen, and nothing happens. In fact, they're usually worse.
Then what happens?
So they come in to me and they say, I really want to get well. I have these problems. I say, what are you bringing to the table? I say, what do you mean? Why do I have to do anything? You're the doctor. Why don't you fix me? Those people never get well.
What can you expect?
If I say to somebody, how do you feel about changing your diet or starting a new exercise program? They say, listen, I'll do whatever it takes. Those people always get well.
So, Dr. Tom, what's the bottom line?
The bottom line on getting well is that people have to be dedicated. They have to see the goal. They have to understand what the work is along the way. And realistic people understand that you don't get something for free.
If you're serious about getting well, call 347-1221 now. 347-1221 now. Call 347-1221 now.
Yeah, welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Sponsored by Bronze Body and the World Gym in Beaumont, as well as
Madison's on Dallin, Goodfellas, and Dillon's on 9th in Mid-County.
There you go. So check it out, guys. I said I was going to do this. I'm on a rampage today. Obama, President Obama, has started his campaign early, folks. And Mike, I want to make something clear. The man, I do not like the man, but there is one thing I'll give him credit where credit is due. He can make a speech. I believe that he's a very, when it comes down, he can sit down and he can tell you everything that you want to hear, and it sounds great. He's a great Pied Piper. That's why he's in office right now, folks. He played his pipe, and everybody followed him off the cliff. It was just that simple. And now we survived it, but the question is, are we going to follow him off the cliff again today? I don't know, but here's what I want to do. I'm going to play something. I'm going to go back a ways, and I'm going to play a little something I want you guys to hear. This is back in March of 2007. This is during all of his campaigning. So let me play this away here. And
America, it is time to start bringing our troops home. It's time to admit that no amount of American lives can resolve the political disagreement that lies at the heart of someone else's civil war. That's why I have a plan that will bring our combat troops home by March of 2008.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there for a second. I'm going to pause off and on a little bit here. March of 2008, he's going to bring home those combat troops. Keep listening, folks.
Let the Iraqis know. Letting the Iraqis know that we will not be there forever is our last best hope to pressure the Sunni and Shia to come to the table and find peace.
All right, that's clip one. I'm going to skip to another one here just recently. This is from about a week ago. By the way, our phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. If you want to call in and make any comments, feel free to call in, and we'll see what we can do about putting you on air. I'd love to hear from anybody who would like to either for or against this. Here's another one. This happened a little over a week ago, actually 8 days ago.
Al-Qaeda's leaders had escaped into Pakistan and were plotting new attacks. while the Taliban had regrouped and gone on the offensive. Without a new strategy and decisive action, our military commanders warned that we could face a resurgent Al-Qaeda and a Taliban taking over large parts of Afghanistan. For this reason, in one of the most difficult decisions that I've made as president, I ordered an additional 30,000 American troops in.
There we go. All right, right now, I'm going to leave it at that. So that's just a little over a week ago. 2007, he made a promise that he was going to bring troops out of the Middle East. We're going to bring all of our combat troops back in. And it seems like that hasn't happened. It seems to me that not only did he not bring troops back in, but through this process, he's actually ordered more troops throughout the past 4 years into these different nations. So we're getting he's starting the same thing. This is how he started his campaign last time. So I played both of them because I want you to understand that this is also how he's starting the campaign again. It's the same campaign, folks. Here's what I'm going to do for you, America, because it's such a bad item. We don't want our people at war right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a promise that I'm going to bring our troops back in. I'm going to bring them back in because I'm president – or pardon me, at the time he was Senator Obama. I'm Senator Obama, and I'm going to bring him back in. And now he's also – and now that he hasn't done it, the campaign starts again. So now the 30,000 troops that he just sent in – listen here.
Afghanistan.
Now keep listening.
When I announced this surge at West Point, we set clear objectives to refocus on Al-Qaeda, to reverse the Taliban's momentum, and train Afghan security forces to defend their own country. I also made it clear that our commitment would not be open-ended and that we would begin to draw down our forces this July.
Oh, here it goes, folks. Here it goes. Put on your waders. Put on your waders because it's getting deep, ladies and gentlemen.
Tonight, I can tell you that we are fulfilling that commitment. Thanks to our extraordinary men and women in uniform, our civilian personnel, and our many coalition partners, we are meeting our goals. As a result, starting next month, we will be able to remove 10,000 of our troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year, and we will bring home a total of 33,000 troops by next summer, fully recovering the surge I announced at West Point. After this initial reduction, our troops will continue coming home at a steady pace as Afghan security forces move into the lead. Our mission will change from combat to support. By 2014, this process of transition will be complete, and the Afghan people will be responsible for their own security.
He's playing that flute, folks. He's playing that flute. Huh? Jethro Tull can't play it better than that man right there, I'm telling you. It's amazing. Once again, we're about to cut to a break. We come back. I've got some more for you guys to listen to. This is amazing that this man is still pushing the same game that he fooled us with the first time. We'll get to a lot more of this, including some debate between him and Hillary Clinton when they were running for the Democratic nomination. Stick around. Again, folks, you are in the danger zone.
I'm a heartbreak.
Do you wish you could find a mechanic that understood your schedule and could pick up your car from your office or home? A mechanic that could have a rent car waiting for you at his shop? How about a mechanic that has a nice, clean car to drive you back to work in? Would you like to be able to schedule your car repair and maintenance on his website? Do you wish he had a 24-hour emergency number that he would answer himself? As great as all that sounds, it works even better. Clark Winslow at East Tex Automotive, between Beaumont and Lumberton at Tram Road, has built the finest auto repair shop in Texas. East Tex Automotive repairs all brands of cars and trucks, from diesels to Rolls-Royces. East Tex Automotive has all the computer diagnostic equipment to analyze every make of car or truck. Clark goes above the standard warranties. He guarantees all his work for 24 months or 24,000 miles. That's amazing. go to the website, easttexautomotive.com, or go by the shop on Highway 69 at Tram Road.
So the other day I was talking to my buddy Freddie and said, man, I need to get some insurance. He said, what kind of insurance? And I said, well, I need, you know, business insurance, liability, workers' comp, the kind of stuff you need for your business. And he said, well, what's the deal? And I said, well, I don't want to have to pay, you know, a fortune. I don't want to have to deal with people who are going to be, you know, frustrating me with those sky-high rates. He said, I've got your answer. It's Cravens Insurance Agency at 510 North 5th Street in Silsby. Carrie and Rob have been doing it for over 25 years, and you know what? Cravens has been around since 1920. They specialize in insurance programs for all types of contractors, business, auto, commercial, and general liability, workers' comp. They do it all. I said, oh, really? Yeah, Cravens Insurance Agency. Give them a call, 409-385-2854. That's 385-2854. Cravens Insurance Agency. They've been doing it forever. They can do it for you.
Hey, this is Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Hey, Robbie, summertime is here, and we got to look good for all those outdoor shenanigans. The only place to go is the World Gym in Beaumont. They have the latest in state-of-the-art fitness equipment, and their friendly staff are there to help you with your every need. You can join now with zero down and only $29.95 a month. Join today for a limited time only, and we will also give you four tickets to Schlitterbahn. Join the World Gym in Beaumont at either location and get that body you have always wanted. We'll see you there, and tell them that you heard it in the Danger Zone. Oh, I think this administration we're under right now is crazy. That's what I think. This is Jerome and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Bronze Body, the World Gym in Beaumont, Madison's on Dallin, Goodfellas, and Dillon's on 9th.
Yeah, we have to keep pumping all them, huh? I'm just loving having them on board right now. We've got some incredible ideas lined up for everybody. We've got a ton of giveaways that we're going to be doing. So once again, the phone lines are open today, folks. It's 898-4400, 898-4400. And I'm going to continue on with my attack to the Obama nation right now, as well as I played you something from March of 07. This is also on his campaign tour. This was in May of 07. Let's listen up for a second here.
It's hard to do any of these things until we bring the census war in Iraq to a close.
Senseless war in Iraq, folks. I'm highlighting different points I want you to understand. He just called it a senseless war, a senseless war. By the way, it's the same war that still hasn't finished yet. The whole war started in 9/11, when the Twin Towers came down, folks. When they came down, this war began. It began then, and he knocked, back in 2002, he knocked Bush for starting the war after that. And now that he has been, and at this point, he is campaigning still. This is when he was senator in May of 2007. And he's campaigning to let everybody know that this is a crazy war. Crazy war. This Al-Qaeda and these terrorists and all this. This is crazy. We need to get all of our people back out. Keep listening, folks.
I am proud. I am proud of the fact that in 2002, I stood up before a crowd larger than this and said that this war is a bad idea. That I oppose then what we now know. One of the biggest strategic errors in our military history.
Oh, man, not only.
It was going to cost us billions of dollars and thousands of lives.
Oh.
And make us less safe and diminish our standing in the world and fan the flames of anti-American sentiment.
This sounds just like now, he's called it one of the worst flaws.
After over...
And by the way, at that time, it was $500 billion. And by the way, it's 2011. And now that it is, it's almost $3 trillion they've spent since he's been in office on this war, folks. So $2.5 trillion more that he was going to try and save our country.
300 lives lost.
Oh.
Thousands more maimed, many of them grievously. Their lives never the same again.
The irony behind him, Robbie, is this. He sounded so good at the time because people were, and he'd throw up the word change, and people were just so hooked. You know, they were so hooked. The bait was so beautiful. It was there. It was in front of everybody. They were like, man, this guy's really about to make change in America. He's going to – and we'll get to it. Matter of fact
– But that's all you heard was change.
Oh, yeah, change. Oh, there's going to be change.
You didn't hear what the change was.
Oh, no, he did. He told you. He said it, man. He said, hey, man, we're going to bring these – we're going to bring these guys back from Iraq, the whole nine yards. I mean, we're going to bring them out of war. We're going to bring them out of Afghanistan. We're going to bring them out of Pakistan. We're going to bring them out. We're going to bring our soldiers back. And we're going to make change. We're also going to make change to the healthcare process. We're going to pass what he called, and you'll hear it here in a little bit. They'll talk about it. One of the greatest healthcare reform bills. I mean, just it's everybody's going to love it because he's here for the middle class, folks. He's not working for the rich. He's not working for the rich. He's here to help the poor and the middle class, the hardworking man that's out there grinding his knuckles to the grinds. That's the man that he was working for. That's what he kept preaching over and over again. And everybody started sucking into this line of BS, serious BS, and he kept going. Now, I can say it's BS now, factually, because none of what he said he was going to do has he technically done. And if he has, call me. It's 898-4400. I'd love to hear you say different, because I want to know who out there has a better right now, who has better health care right now. If you have better health care right now that you've gotten in the past 3 or 4 years, please let me know. Let me know, because I don't know anybody yet who things have gotten better in that direction. The two main foundations behind his original campaign were our war efforts and bring them all back. Let's end this senseless war, he called it. The senseless war. Number one, he didn't end it. He's continued it. As a matter of fact, let me throw a little bit more at you real fast here. This is where it gets really it's amazing that he – through these years, he said the things that he said, and then what he's done on top of it has been just outrageous. He sent so many more troops in. At one point, he had sent in another 69,000 troops. When that wasn't enough, he turned around and he sent back in another 13,000 after that. Then we hit 2010. That was in 2009. Then in 2010, he turned around and sent another 30,000 troops back in. This is a man who said, we're pulling our troops back, folks. Does it take a rocket scientist to figure this one out? Really? I mean, I think even the smartest child understands that when I sit back and go, hey, listen, I'm going to give you 12 pieces of candy and I'm going to hand them to you. And this is what I'm going to do for you. And that candy you have right there, I'm going to take these little candy, but I'm going to give you these pretty little candies, and then but you just got to trust me. First, you have to do what I ask you to do. You do what they ask you to do, and what does he do? He gives you nothing. Nothing, folks. Even a child understands that. Anyhow, once again, we've got to cut to a news break. You're here on AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes. Political ping pong over the national debt limit and boundary lines that at the moment sound pretty deeply drawn.
The Congress isn't going to approve hundreds of billions of dollars in tax hikes. It's simply not going to happen.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell. Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin.
Playing games with this August 2nd deadline endangers this recovery.
Standard & Poor's has jacked up the pressure, saying if the U.S. defaults, the S&P credit rating for the U.S. will fall from AAA to a D for bonds. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
We are up against the wall, and it is not at all reasonable to play chicken with the full faith and credit of the United States government.
Political analyst Professor Larry Sabato.
We're already into the blame game. It was going to happen at some point, and I guess we're going to have a month of it. It doesn't sound as though they're moving toward any kind of an agreement.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes.
Let me tell you about something that I absolutely love and something I absolutely hate. Let me start with the thing that I hate. I hate mowing the lawn. I hate cleaning up my yard. I hate doing that kind of work. I hate it so much, I can't tell you how much I hate it. Now let's talk about what I love. A great looking yard. Now, how do I solve this dilemma in my life? The answer is simple. Max's Lawn Service. Max's Lawn Service. With 26 years of experience and personal attention to every detail on every job, Max personally walks the yard to make sure that you are 100% satisfied. And if you've ever seen a beautiful yard, the Golden Triangle, you've probably seen the work of Max's Lawn Service. For example, when people walk by your yard, they can say one thing or another. They can either say,
no, no, no.
Or they can say,
what a smart guy he is.
And you know which one you want. I want you to call Max's Lawn Service, the Golden Triangle's landscape specialist, Max's Lawn Service, 350-0928 or 350-1315. Max's Lawn Service.
I'm Rod Tanner with your official KSET Weatherbug forecast. For this afternoon, there's a chance of rain. We could have a thunder shower. It'll be mostly sunny. Your high 95. The heat index to 101. And a partly cloudy conditions overnight, a low 76. Friday continues to be hot. Expect a high of 96. That's the latest official KSET Weatherbug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original Overhead Door Company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Rod Tanner, KSET News.
Starting next month, we will be able to remove 10,000 of our troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year.
When news breaks,
when it affects you,
and we will bring home a total of 33,000 troops by next summer. Our mission will change from combat to support.
The latest news and headlines on AM 1300 KSET.
Wow, really? So you're going to send me in with Star Wars? Why? Because I'm on a campaign. I'm on a mission right now. What's the deal? I'm not quite sure why you would do this. I love you though. You always have some crazy reason, but I'm curious to know what it is, Amanda. Anyhow, all right. You know what? Before I get on to more Obama here, we're going to throw on some of the debate. This is some of the funniest stuff you ever watch. It's actually comical when you hear his debate with Hillary Clinton. And then, of course, making her Secretary of State afterwards. But it's really funny stuff. But check this out. We're going to give away some tickets. Today we're going to give away some tickets to this dueling pianos going on at Madison's on July 17th. It's really, really fun. We'll give away four tickets today. Four tickets right here, right now. And we've got a trivia question for you. Sponsored by Madison's on Dallin. Here we go. In the movie Die Another Day, which was a 007 James Bond movie with Pierce Brosnan. In the movie Die Another Day, Halle Berry wore a bikini. She became kind of famous for this little bikini. What color was the famous bikini that Halle Berry wore? That's the question. What color was the bikini that Halle Berry wore? In the movie Die Another Day, we'll take the first correct answer. We'll give away some tickets to the piano bar, folks. This is worth it. A bunch of money because it cost a little bit to get in on this deal, but it's really an awesome deal to be at. Yeah, the piano. Yeah. They're so funny. Oh, they're so funny. They'll have you crying. Anyhow, let's get back to some of this debate between Hillary Clinton and now President Obama. You
know, this, I think, is one of the things that's happened during the course of this campaign, that there's a set of assertions made by Senator Clinton as well as her husband, that are not factually accurate. I think that part of what the people are looking for right now is somebody who's going to solve problems and not resort to the same typical politics that we've seen in Washington. That is something that I hear all across the country.
First of all, that we're not going to resort to the same thing. Everything's going to change, he said, folks. He just said everything's going to change again. How many times can somebody say something's going to change and it not change, and you're going to still believe this man? He's saying the same thing again right now, starting his what I call his fresh tour two. He's coming out for tour number two, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the phone, see if we can find an answer for this trivia question real quick. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
Jared.
Hey, Jared. You got your radio on. You cut down a little bit. We're getting a little feedback there.
No problem.
You got it. So you got an answer?
Yes.
All right. Give me your answer.
Bright yellow, my friend.
That is absolutely incorrect. How come you always call with the wrong answer?
All I want to do is win tickets or something.
I know. Well, keep trying. Start guessing other colors. You might actually get it if you can call back and guess some more.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, okay. This is going to be fun. Speaking of shiesty people, here we go. This is going to be very interesting. All right, you're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
Good afternoon, kiddies. It is Dr. Cal Thomas. Welcome back to the Triviatron 2000. Julian Hoon, version 2.0.
Welcome back, Dr. Carol Thomas. So we have the trivia question out here. I need to give me an answer.
The color of the bikini that Delicious Halle Berry wore in the movie was Calvin Walker.
Calvin Walker is not the color of the bikini, but I do appreciate you checking on that one. So how are things going? Do you have plans for the 4th of July, Dr. Thomas?
I will be spending my time at my humble vacation abode, taxpayer grotto, if you will, down there at the beautiful Seagram State Park.
Oh, you're going back to Seagram State Park again?
I have not left Seagram State Park.
I thought last time you called you were fishing there with Calvin and Anthony Weiner.
It is a very long fishing trip, as it were. Yeah. I know you've been sending that big-headed boy around my building to try to find me, Mr. Cheeseburger Boy.
And, his name would be Robbie V, but yes, that's him.
Robbie V, Hamburglar, I don't care what his name is. But as it were, Calvin and I and Anthony had to depart. He had to take a little soul-searching vacation, as it were. He went up to the Bunny Ranch for the weekend. Calvin and I, we're going to spend a little time together down here at the lovely Seagram State Park.
A little strategy, I assume. Working on a little strategy for what's to come.
Well, that and a six-pack of a delicious Coca-Cola.
Thanks for calling. I'm sorry you got the wrong answer, but the color of Halle Berry's bikini was not Calvin Walker. Thanks for calling back in, though. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Don't forget to pay your property taxes.
Thanks. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you got to love that guy. Every now and then.
Seems like he knows you're not paying your property taxes.
All right, so we're still looking for an answer to the trivia question. We're giving away four tickets, folks, four tickets to the Dueling Piano Show on July 17th at Madison's on Dowlin. It's one of those you don't want to miss. Everybody that went still talking about it, and I'm sure everybody's going to want to bring other people. I actually, Robbie, believe that who showed up last time and they try and bring more people, that they'll probably fill up. It'll probably be – you probably won't be able to get in at one point in time.
You can barely walk in there the last time.
Yeah, it'll probably hit capacity. Anyhow, folks, we're waiting for a caller. Give us a correct answer. What color was her bikini? Take some shot in the dark, man. It's only a color. Just name some colors. 898-4400. The number is 898-4400. Let's get back to Obama here before we cut to this break. Quick little bit.
Yeah, when Senator Clinton said, or President Clinton says that I wasn't opposed to the war from the start. Or says it's a fairy tale that I opposed the war. That is simply not true. When Senator Clinton or President Clinton asserts that I said that the Republicans had better economic policies since 1980, that is not the case. Now, the viewers aren't concerned with this kind of back and forth. What they're concerned about is who's actually going to help them get health care. How are they going to get their... Now, the viewers aren't concerned with this kind of back and forth. What they're concerned about is who's actually going to help them get health care. That is not the case. Now, the viewers aren't concerned with this kind of back and forth. What they're concerned about is who's actually going to help them
get health care. Okay, you know what? Guess what? Barack Obama, before we cut to break, news flash for you, sir. I'm still concerned about who's going to help us get health care. You're in the danger zone, folks. Stick around.
This is Rabbi Joshua Taub, the host of Religion on the Line, a very exciting live one-hour show heard right here on AM 1300 every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. Not only will I be talking to religious leaders right here in the Golden Triangle, but I'll be tackling those hard questions that plague each and every one of us here in Southeast Texas. And did I mention the phone lines will be open so you can take part in each and every show? So join me, Rabbi Josh, every Sunday afternoon at 3 for Religion on the Line, a show you weren't expecting. but a show you won't want to miss. That's Religion on the Line, right here on the Talk of Southeast Texas, AM 1300 KSET.
Religion on the Line, brought to you by Temple Emmanuel, located at 1120 Broadway in Beaumont.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hey, this is Jerome and Robbie V, here to tell you about our friends at Bronze Body. Are you really ready to lose weight? Well, folks, it's called the Lipotron. This is the newest and hottest rage in weight loss technology, and now Bronze Body has brought it to Beaumont just for you. It's a safe way to lose those unwanted inches and pounds without surgery. It only takes minutes with zero downtime. This new technology is simply amazing. Many people in the Golden Triangle have already experienced amazing results with the Lipotron, and you can too. Right now, through July 2nd, you can get one session for just $100. And if you sign up now, for a limited time only, we will give you free tickets to Schlitterbahn. So come by or give Tiffany a call at Bronze Body. The number is 860-4441. That's 860-4441. Get that body that you've always wanted today from Bronze Body and tell them that you heard about it in the Danger Zone.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
And right now we're going to get back to the line real quick. We've got some callers trying to win this trivia. Let's see if we can't get a winner on the line real quick. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, this is Steve.
All right, Steve, you got an answer to the trivia question, sir?
Yes, the color of the swimsuit that Halle Berry wore is Scatty Pippin.
It is not that.
Yes, I remember it very well because every time I see the Scotty Pippen colored bikini, I pee my pants. I'm so excited.
Is that right? Is that right? Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, I hate to disappoint you, but it's not Scotty Pippen either. Man, we are drawing out the crazy ones today, aren't we? It's okay. It's coming up to the 4th of July weekend, so I expect all of us to get a little crazy.
So first we have Abney calling in.
Yes, who got the color wrong. And I'm surprised he hasn't called back to try and at least get these tickets. And over the break, we had a couple other callers, and they kept getting the wrong answers. I tell you what, I'll give you some hints, because these are some of the callers that called in, and they already guessed a brown, and they were incorrect. So it's not light yellow. It's not brown. And also, we have another caller. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. Right now, I want to get back to Mr. Barack Obama here. Folks, this is one of my favorite clips right here. This guy, man, he can talk a talk without walking a walk. All right, do we have the PC up?
Now clear. Okay. After over 3,700 American lives lost, after more than $500 billion of money spent.
This is in February of 2008, ladies and gentlemen.
Appears to be no end in sight, at least from the president's perspective. I think that we now understand that this has been probably the biggest foreign policy fiasco in a generation. So what I've said is that we've got to be as responsible and careful getting out as we were careless getting in, but we need to get our troops out of the combat roles that they've been placed in. They should not be refereeing a civil war in Iraq. In a generation.
So keep
what I've said
over.
Is that we've got to be as responsible and careful getting out as we were careless getting in, but we need to get our troops out of the combat roles that they've been placed in. They should not.
That's in February of 2008, ladies and gentlemen. February of 2008. Let's keep going. Let's keep this rolling for just a second here. Then we had June 3rd of 2008. You'll love this. This is This is fantastic. This is his victory speech, folks. This is his victory speech.
A better future. We owe our country a better future. And for all those who dream of that future tonight, I say, let us begin the work together. Let us unite in common effort to chart a new course for America.
There you go. Wow. All right. So far, how's that course been working for you, ladies and gentlemen? How's that been working for you? Are you happy? Are you happy right now with what's going on with this? Are you making more money? Is life a little easier? If it is, then man, you have found a way around the system that nobody else has found. Because everywhere I go, it's a total opposite.
In just a few short months, the Republican Party will arrive in St. Paul with a very different agenda. They will come here to nominate John McCain, a man who has served this country here.
Of course, this is when he got his victory speech for becoming the Democratic nominee. So anyhow, this is good stuff. Keep listening.
We honor.
I'm going to skip forward a little bit here. This spot. This is such.
In the Senate last year. It's not changed when he offers four more years of Bush economic policies that have failed to create well-paying jobs or insure our workers or help Americans afford the skyrocketing costs of college, policies that have lowered the real incomes of the average American family and widened the gap between Wall Street and Main Street and left our children with a mountain of debt. It's not changed when he promises to continue a policy in Iraq that asks everything of our brave men and women in uniform and nothing of Iraqi politicians. A policy where all...
I'm going to go back to that again.
...of his presidential campaign.
I love this. This man...
It's not changed when John McCain decided to stand with George Bush 95% of the time as he did in the Senate last year. It's not changed when he offers four more years of Bush economic policies that have failed to create well-paying jobs.
Pause. He's also offered the same thing, and we haven't gotten it yet. All right, so let's keep going. So that so far, I guess the best way I can put it is, Obama, you sucked for that comment. Give me another one.
Or insure our workers, or help Americans afford the skyrocketing costs of college.
All right, and heaven knows, since he's been in, has college gotten any cheaper?
No. Huh? No, actually, my tuition bill went up.
Yeah, and right? Is it a lot easier to get in now? Did something change that I don't know about that
actually,
now it's a lot easier?
Lamar actually upped their standards.
You know what? So did everybody else, by the way, for the record. Newsflash again, folks. Across the board in the state of Texas, they all upped their standards. It's harder to get in now than it was before, and it costs more. It cost more. So he was going to come in and make change, ladies and gentlemen, change. But it sounded good at the time. Are you falling for the same BS again?
Policies that have lowered the real incomes of the average American family.
And so I'm sure everybody's gotten raises over the past couple of years. Past few years, everybody's gotten raises, no doubt.
And widened the gap between Wall Street and Main Street.
Oh, now that, I'm sure he's bridged that gap between Main Street and Wall Street. I'm sure everything's working much better now. The market's, what? It's like
we're still
crazy,
waiting.
Isn't
we're
it?
Still waiting on the bridge to be imported from China. I believe the Chinese workers are building that bridge,
many,
and they're going to bring it over.
How
here.
Many times can this man say this? I'm going to leave you with one more thing. Once again, folks, we've got one more shot at this when I come back in just a second from break. As we go on the break, I'll leave you with this.
In the war against terrorism. That is where the 9/11 attacks were planned. And today in Afghanistan and the border region of Pakistan, Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are mounting a growing offensive against the security of the Afghan people. And
that's after he became president. Folks, we'll be right back here in the Danger Zone.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Dean.
And I'm John the Rocket Man.
Join us every Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. for the all-new Tradio.
We'll be taking your calls at 898-4400 or Texas toll-free 877-898-4499.
you got a garage sale, estate sale, or livestock for sale, give us a call.
Check out our Facebook page at KSET Tradio. You can post your items for sale, or if you're looking for something, let us know what it is and we'll get the word out.
If you got a car, boat, trailer, tractor, ATV for sale, let us know. We'll put it on there, help you sell it.
That's Saturdays at 6 a.m. on AM 1300 KSET, the Tradio of Southeast Texas.
Hi, Tom Clay here for Goodyear Custom Audio and Video in Beaumont. Now, since 1972, they've been designing and installing the finest audio and video systems anywhere in Southeast Texas and Southwest Louisiana. Whether you're building a brand new home or remodeling, they are the folks that can do it for you. They are the only company that can provide complete home theater systems, calibration, installation, structured wiring system, home automation, and a whole lot more. Now, you can stop at a megastore and self-service your way through a disorganized selection and a staff you can't locate. You could go to a small brick-and-mortar specialist, you know, who'll give you the service you need, but will have a small selection and non-competitive prices. Or you can get the largest selection in the area, more value for every dollar you spend in over 100 years of combined experience from Goodyear Custom Audio and Video. They are committed to customer satisfaction. Let me suggest you give them a call right now at 409-833-4800, 409-833-4800, or visit the Beaumont Showroom at 6555 Lawrence Drive here in Beaumont. Goodyear Custom Audio Video.
Hello, friends. This is James Dabney. Do you own a dog or cat? Are you trying to figure out what to do with them when you got to go out of town? The Pampered Pet on Needland Avenue in Needland, Texas can take care of your dog and cat. They can not only board it for you, but they can groom it, they can trim it, they will wash it. They have all the supplies you need. And the owner, Desiree Edelman, is a certified groomer with the International Society of Canine Cosmetologists. Now that's all the technical stuff, but let me tell you what really matters. They're nice to their dogs. I'm not kidding. You drop your dog off with these people, you don't have to worry about how they're treating your dog. They're going to treat that dog with kindness and friendship. The dog's going to think, you know, I get treated this good at home. I can come here as much as I like because they're friendly. I'm happy with the Pampered Pet. I'm a happy dog. You don't have to worry about it. Give them a call, schedule an appointment, take your dog to the Pampered Pet. Your dog will be really glad you did.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone. We've got a caller trying to get some answers for the trivia question here. Let's see if we got a winner here. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I talking to?
This is Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. How are you, sir?
All right.
Good. You got an answer for us?
Hey, how about red?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to give you a hint. And if you want to hang up and call back, I'll take it too. But you're going to be battling a few people after I give you this hint. Not red, but you are close. And I'll leave it at that. I'll let
all right,
you,
man.
All right, thanks. All right, here we go. I got to play another little insert here. Once again, 898-4400, 898-4400.
Increasingly, the Pakistani people, while plotting new attacks against the United States. The situation in Afghanistan.
This is after he became president, by the way, folks. This is in July of 2008. This is him going, okay, guess what, folks? We're going to make this happen. Once I'm in now, we're going to make sure that he went across to Ahmad at this time. He's actually speaking in Ahmad, and he's saying, hey, man, this is where we're going to hook it up. Things are going to be much better, right? So one more for you because I don't have a lot of time. I'm going to throw this next one out and let you guys listen to this. Then we'll get back, see if we can't get a trivia answer. He was speaking here December 5th, 2010.
We said we were going to break the Taliban's momentum. That's what you're doing. You're going on the offense.
Speaking to the troops.
Playing defense, targeting their leaders, pushing them out of their strongholds. Today, we can be proud that there are fewer areas under Taliban control, and more Afghans have a chance to build a more hopeful future.
All right, so this whole thing started off with him saying he was against the war completely. I just want to recap. He was against the war completely. The first thing he was going to do was bring back all of our troops immediately. That was his first statement when he was a senator running for. He said, if I become president, within a year and a half, we're going to have all of our troops back in America, safe and sound. We're pulling out of this senseless, and I quote him saying, senseless, and in war. And he, not only did he not pull them out, but then he added troops, added over 100,000 troops. Then once he did that, He came back in, and now we're back to this whole cycle's made it circle around, and now it's campaigning time because now everybody's going to run against him. So once again, I'm going to go back to what he did just a week ago. Oh, this man's unbelievable.
At West Point, after this initial reduction, move 10,000 of our troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year. And we will bring home a total of 33,000 troops by next summer.
Does that sound familiar, folks? Does that sound familiar? Here's what we're going to do now. We're going to bring our troops back in. He's playing the same game, and he's hoping all of you are suckers. He's hoping you're suckers, folks. He's counting on it. He's counting on you to be foolish enough to just follow his lead again. The old saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Folks, don't be shameful in this election this year. This guy's just blowing smoke like he's always done. We cannot have more years of this. Let's get to a caller, and then we'll wrap this up. All right, you're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jared.
Hey, oh, you're back, Jared. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, nothing. I've just been holding this answer in since nobody else had it. I figured I'd call and give it.
Give it a shot.
It's orange with a white belt.
You're exactly correct. It is orange. Orange with a white belt. You're exactly correct. I didn't care about the belt, but the bikini itself is orange. Mm-hmm. Guess what, Jared? After all this trying, you actually just won some tickets.
Awesome, man.
Congratulations to you.
Hey, I went to that show last time over there, and it was unbelievable.
I know it was. Well, look, good. Well, you got four free tickets, man. I'll let you pick them up. We'll work it out. I'm going to put you on hold. Producer's going to get your info, and thanks for calling, buddy. We got to wrap this up. All right, folks, you're in the danger zone. With Jerome and Robbie V, tomorrow we'll be back, and I'm still going to be gunning for this man. I'm not done yet. It's only just begun.
Yes,
but we're
going
to have a lot of fun right before the holidays. So we'll see you tomorrow. Up next, John Goodyear.
KSET News. I'm Janice Stone. Here's what's happening. Law enforcement agencies, along with TxDOT, have teamed up for the 4th of July No Refusal Weekend. It starts tomorrow and runs through Tuesday, July 5th. If you are intoxicated and refuse a breathalyzer test, officers can force you to give a blood sample. The goal, of course, is to save lives on a holiday that is the nation's deadliest for alcohol-related crashes. The Texas Department of Transportation is changing the message boards you see on the highways. They will read, drink, drive, go to jail. No refusal weekend in progress. A 24-year-old Lake Charles man has been arrested in connection with the Monday death of an 18-month-old child. Calcasieu Parish Sheriff Tony Mancuso tells the American Press Jay Ogwin was booked Wednesday with second-degree murder. Authorities were contacted after the child was brought to the hospital by his mother and the boyfriend. Autopsy results reportedly found signs of foul play. Ogwin's bail is set at $300,000. Beaumont police say a man shot and killed his wife after mistaking her for an intruder. It happened in the 400 block of South Oaks off Major Drive. Officers found 65-year-old Linda Faye Gilbert with a gunshot wound. She was pronounced dead at Christus Hospital, St. Elizabeth. The woman's 69-year-old husband was questioned by detectives but not taken into custody. The case is being referred to the DA's office. Authorities are still searching for a Walker County fugitive who escaped from jail on Tuesday. Trent Archie was convicted of murder in 2004, but the conviction was overturned, and he was awaiting a new trial when he was arrested this year for drug possession. Investigators arrested Archie's girlfriend for allegedly providing a getaway car. A father abandoned his 4-year-old son along a highway, and the injured boy spent several hours alone in the dark before a passing motorist picked him up. Police say 22-year-old Carlos Rico stopped his car along Interstate 20 near Sweetwater and threw the boy out of the car like a bag of garbage, and that's a quote. Sweetwater Police Chief Jim Kelly.
We understand father was en route from Lubbock back to Saginaw, and for whatever reason, the child was left on the roadside.
The chief said the boy had hundreds of cactus spines stuck in him, and it was hard to watch doctors try to pull them out.
Watching them try to remove them earlier with nothing, it took several people to try to hold him down.
We're told the little boy is in good condition. Rico is charged with child endangerment. A Central Texas man has been indicted on 47 felony sex offense charges against children. San Marcos police say the bond for Larry Joe Reynolds is more than $900,000. A Houston-area couple is accused of passing $500,000 in fake currency. Seneca Thomas and Brittany Jordan of Cyprus had a detention hearing scheduled today. Prosecutors say the two allegedly obtained real $5 bills that they reprinted as counterfeit $100 bills. And finally, federal officials see a 20-year-old Texas wetland restoration project as a possible model for efforts to fix the Gulf of Mexico's damaged ecosystem. A $1 billion fund provided by BP will partially pay for the restoration work. The fund was created following last year's massive oil spill. News This Hour is sponsored by The Decorating Depot. I'm Janice Stone, KSET News. CBS News is next.
Locally owned, locally operated, with local talk show hosts that live right here in the Golden Triangle. You just found the home for local news and information. The all-new AM 1300 KSET Lumberton. And now, CBS News.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. The Obama administration is launching a full criminal investigation into two deaths that occurred during the Bush days of harsh CIA interrogations. Let's get details now. We go live to CBS's Dan Revive in Washington. Dan?
Attorney General Eric Holder has just announced that federal prosecutors have begun a full investigation into two people dying in U.S. custody, believed to be one in Iraq, one in Afghanistan, not at Guantanamo. Interrogators or guards could have been with the military, the CIA, or the FBI. The Justice Department does say it's examined the questioning of 101 detainees, and except for the two deaths that might lead to criminal charges, there's no plan to keep investigating the other detentions. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Thousands of federal prisoners may be getting out earlier than expected. New sentencing guidelines will treat crack like any cocaine, which means no